Listening, Unit 3, page 36, D.
You will hear an interview with the scientist who studies sharks. For each question, filling the missing information in the numbered space.
Welcome to Wildlife Watch. I'm Suzanne Cook, and on today's programme, we're talking about sharks. With me in the studio is Claire Pearson, who is a marine biologist. Thanks for coming in, Claire.
I'm happy to be here, Suzanne.
Well, Claire, many people have seen the Jaws films, and so they think of sharks as terrifying and dangerous. Are they really such horrible creatures?
Well, not really. Shark attacks on humans get a lot of publicity, but are in fact not very common. In 2008, for example, there were 59 recorded shark attacks on people, but only 4 of those people died. Sharks don't actually eat people. They prefer fat seals or dolphins. Another thing to remember is that there are actually over 360 species of shark, and only 4 of those have been known to attack humans.
Really? So why do some sharks attack people?
We think that when a shark attacks a human, it makes a mistake and identifies the person as a small mammal, like a seal or a similar animal. It is really just investigating what the person is. We think that sharks are interested in finding out information about objects in the sea. And as they don't have hands, they do this by biting the object with very sharp teeth. In most cases, sharks take one bite of a human and then swim away because they aren't interested in them. That's why most human victims of shark attacks survive.
Right. So, why don't sharks eat humans when they've attacked them?
Probably because humans have got too many bones and not enough fat.
Well, you've been researching shark numbers for 20 years, Claire. Are all species of shark in danger of disappearing?
No, not at all. But many species are. Compared with the 59 shark attacks on humans that I told you about before, humans kill around 100 million sharks every year. That's an incredible number. Sharks are killed for sport, by mistake, by fishermen, or to make some expensive foods. The food industry uses methods which are also extremely cruel. This means that many species are now in danger of extinction.
That's very sad news. Let's hope things will change and shark populations will recover soon.
Yes, let's hope so.